howling. The sky is gray and white and cloudy. Sometimes I think it's hanging down on me. And it's a hitchhike 100 miles. I'm a ragamuffin child. Pointed finger, painted smile. I left my shadow waiting down the road for me a while. Cloudy, my thoughts are scattered and they're cloudy. They have no borders, no boundaries. They echo and they swell. From Tolstoy to Tinkerbell, down from Berkeley to Carmel. Got some pictures in my pocket and a lot of time to kill. Hey sunshine, I haven't seen you in a long time. Why don't you show your face and bend my mind? These clouds stick to the sky like a floating question mark. They linger there to die. They don't know where they're going, and my friend, neither do I. Cloudy, cloudy.
Well, if you got the impression that that was all about the weather and it was cloudy, you're absolutely right, Simon Garfunkel. And a warm welcome to Beagley at Night. With me, I'll be for the next 2 hours. All the usual things in all the usual places, so settle back and relax. And let's just enjoy in each other's company. It's just you, me, and a stack full of records.
More than the greatest love the world has known, this is the love I'll give to you alone. More than the simple words I try to say, I only live to love you more each day. More than you'll ever know, my arms long to hold you, so my life will be in your keeping, awaking, sleeping, laughing, weeping, longer than always is a long, long time. But far beyond forever, you'll be mine. I know I never lived before, and my heart is very sure no one else could love you more. Never lived before, and my heart is very sure no one else could love you more.
Mr. Nat King Cole and simply more. So hope you've had a good week. Since I was with you last, it's actually been a fairly quiet week for me personally, which is good, an interesting week for American history. I'm not really going to go there, quite frankly, because it's just, you know, there are other radio stations to discuss that. We're just here for the music.
Better close your old umbrella. have a glorious day throwing rubbers away, 'cause it ain't gonna rain no more. Say, young fella, put your raincoat in the cellar. While you're tying your tie, take a peek at that sky. Well, it ain't gonna rain no more. Look at that brave little rainbow fighting those clouds up above. I'm in the ring, Mr. Rainbow, with a horseshoe in my glove. Hey, young fella, better close your old umbrella. Let's go out in the sun, start having fun, 'cause it ain't gonna rain no more. You had nothing to sing about, the days were dreary and wet. Had no sunshine to fling about, and lots of rain to forget. You wore your flannels and stayed indoors, like a birdie, my dear. How you shivered and prayed indoors, till one day I said to you, hey, young fella, better close your old umbrella. Have a glorious day, throw your rubbers away, 'cause it ain't gonna rain no more. Say, young fella, put your raincoat in the cellar. While you're tying your tie, take a peek at that sky. Well, it ain't gonna rain no more. Look at that brave little rainbow fighting those clouds up above. I'm in the ring, Mr. Rainbow, with a horseshoe in my glove. Say, young fella, better close your old umbrella. Let's go out in the sun, start having fun, 'cause it ain't gonna rain no more.
Well, that's good news, Ruth Etting, and hey, young fella. We'll have Bing Crosby, not one, not two, but three songs from him, right after the Savoy Orphans and These Foolish Things. I'm going to go and put my new teeth in.
Still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. A tinkling piano in the next apartment. Those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant. A fairground's painted swings. These foolish things remind me of you. You came, you saw, you conquered me. When you did that to me, I somehow knew that this had to be. The winds of March that make my heart a dancer. A telephone that rings, but who's to answer? Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you.
wonderful stuff, Savoy Orpheans and These Foolish Things. So welcome to the program. We've got Bing coming up in just a couple of seconds. At the bottom of the hour, we've got Beagle's Big Three featuring an artist that I have to admit I've never heard of before, and it takes a lot to get artists that I've not heard from or about that were around in the 50s, as indeed this person is. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour. A story today coming from the great Joyce Carey. We'll have a little bit of Posh at the top of the hour. And following on from last week's, we just started a comedy program and we weren't quite sure how much we was going to listen to. We're doing the same again this week with The Wreck of the Soppy Sue coming from the Clitheroe Kids. So all of that plus lots of good music of that, I promise. But right now, as I mentioned, Bing Crosby.
Rosalie, my darling, Rosalie, my dream, since one night when stars danced above, I'm oh, oh, so much in love. So Rosalie, have mercy. Rosalie, don't decline. Won't you make my life thrilling? Tell me that you're willing to be mine, Rosalie, mine. Rosalie, my darling, Rosalie, my dream, since one night when stars danced above, I'm oh, oh, so much in love. Oh, Rosalie, have mercy. Rosalie, don't decline. Won't you make my life thrilling? Tell me that you're willing to be mine, Rosalie, mine. I found my love in Avalon, beside the bay. I left my love in Avalon, and I sailed far away. I dream of her and Avalon from dusk till dawn, and so I think I'll travel on to Avalon. My love in Avalon, took a tuna clipper and sailed away. I dream of her and Avalon from dusk till dawn. So I think I'm gonna travel on to Time goes running by while the stars start to glisten, and we sit here and listen to the hoot owls cry. Ooh, are you feeling it too? Say you love me like I love you. While the clocks are forgotten and a cloud made of cotton drifts across the sky. And meanwhile the moon gets yellower. Meanwhile the mood gets mellower. By now I should be leaving you, but somehow there ain't no leaving you. Why? There's that look in your eye. So I sit here and sigh. My, how that time goes by. My, oh my, how the time goes by. And meanwhile the moon gets yellower. Meanwhile the mood gets mellower. By now I should be leaving you. Somehow they know leaving you. Why? There's that look in your eye. So I sit here and sigh. My, how the time goes by. My, oh my, how the time goes by.
Stuff indeed. Bing Crosby there with three songs. Started off with Rosalie, and then we had two with Bing Crosby and Buddy Cole and his trio, Avalon and My How the Time Goes By. And I'm sorry for messing up the start of the second record there. As regular listeners will know, I've got a real hearing problem at the moment, which is not good when you're presenting a radio program. And I have to go a lot by visual sight now, because sometimes I just can't hear what's happening, and that was the case there, so I started the second song a fraction too early, so I do apologise about that. We'll have some more from Bing Crosby round about the same time next week. Time now to go over to Germany for our regular visit each week to Holger's house. And this week, Holger has sent us a funny German parody of Pretty Belinda by the Luxembourg artist Fausti. It's called Ich sitze im Schlauchboot von Pretty Belinda. And the lyrics go, well, I'm sitting in a rubber dinghy of Pretty Belinda, looking after the 10 children of Pretty Belinda, who went down the river with the boathouse. I can't swim, and the dinghy is leaking as well as the children. I am frightened in the night, which is as black as the feet of the children. When do you come back for a rescue? It's amusing me, Holger, and I haven't even played it yet. Here we go, here's Fausti.
Ich sitz hier im Schlauchboot unten am River und hüte 10 Kinder von Pretty Belinda. Wann kommst du wieder, oh Pretty Belinda? Ich friere hier im Schlauchboot, ich und die Kinder. Mehr als 10 Kinder wollte ich ihr geben. Als Großfamilie wollten wir leben. Sie fuhr mit dem Hausboot hinunter den River. Jetzt mach ich mir Sorgen, oh Pretty Belinda. Ich kann doch nicht schwimmen, oh Pretty Belinda. Das Schlauchboot ist undicht, genau wie die Kinder. Oh, komm doch bald wieder, oh Pretty Belinda. Und lass uns ins Hausboot, mich und die Kinder.
ich sitz hier im Schlauchboot unten am River und hüte 10 Kinder von Pretty Belinda. Wann kommst du wieder, oh Pretty Belinda? Ich friere hier im Schlauchboot, ich und die Kinder. Hier im Schlauchboot unten am River und hüte 10 Kinder von Pretty Belinda. Wann kommst du wieder, oh Pretty Belinda? Ich friere hier im Schlauchboot, ich und die Kinder. Ich fürcht mich im Dunkeln, oh Pretty Belinda. Die Nacht ist so schwarz wie die Füße der Kinder. Oh, komm doch bald wieder, oh Pretty Belinda. Und lass uns ins Hausboot, mich und die Kinder. Ich sitz hier im Schlauchboot unten am River und hüte 10 Kinder von Pretty Belinda. Wann kommst du wieder, oh Pretty Belinda? Ich friere hier im Schlauchboot, ich und die Kinder.
Well, it got me going. Oh, what fun was that? That was great. Fausti and Pretty Belinda here on Bigly at Night. A song from Holger's house. Thank you so much, Holger. Really did like that. Fausti died, unfortunately, a couple of years ago at the age of 80, but it looks as if he had a good career. And I've been checking him out on the website, and he certainly seems to have enjoyed himself during the course of his life. So thank you for that, Holger. And I look forward to getting another song for you for next week's programme. Off to bed now, please, because it's even later in Germany than it is in the UK. I'm still the one that benefits from the 5/6-hour time difference. Still Tuesday evening for me.
T'was over in old Ireland near the town of Cashendall. One morn I met a damsel there, the fairest of them all. T'was with my young affections and my money she did go, and she told me she belonged to where the Blarney roses grow. Can anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow? It may be down in Limerick town or over in Mayo. It's somewhere in the Emerald Isle, but this I want to know. Can anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow? Cheeks were like the roses and her hair a raven hue. Before that she was done with me, she had me raven too. She left me sorely stranded, not a coin she left, you know. And she told me she belonged to where the Blarney roses grow. Can anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow? It may be down in Limerick town or over in Mayo. It's somewhere in the Emerald Isle, but this I want to know. Can anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow?
I would have thought clue was in the song title there, Dick, quite frankly, but don't worry about it. The Bellani Rose is from Dick Haymes, one of my favorite singers. Very nice to hear him. Gonna hear from Deanna Durbin right now. She's Waltzing in the Clouds.
I was a mortal with feet on the ground. There I was standing with people around. Lovely music started somewhere, and I started floating on air. Into a dream world I wandered afar. I saw you smile on the ridge for a star. How did it happen? Did it happen? I only know here we are. Waltzing, waltzing, high in the clouds, drifting, dreaming, far from the crowds. Over an ending we stroll away, while the world below seems to roll away. And we go waltzing, waltzing, high in the clouds, only you and I in the clouds. No one will hear when you come, dear one, while waltzing high in the clouds.
Sorry, I forgot where I was at the moment. Actually, I was looking at something else. My apologies. I want to say a very good morning to Millie in Stockwell right now. She says there's a singer that doesn't seem to get played an awful lot on Angel Radio, and she was actually very good. Is there anything you can come up with on Marion Ryan? And I got in touch with Millie and said, yeah, I could, but why don't you choose some songs from her, which she did, and I'm going to play them in a couple of seconds' time. If you're not familiar with Marion Ryan, and I have to confess I wasn't, she was born in 1931 and she started singing with Ray Ellington back in 1953. She actually just went up to Ray Ellington and said, let me sing with you, please. And he said, okay, and they did. She debuted at the Locarno in Glasgow in September 1953. She was on the light programme Stepping Out at Radio Roadhouse, and sang lots of other songs. She's been in, she's been with Ted Ray and Ken Platt and Peter Knight. She's also been on BBC 6.5 special, a Royal Variety performance in 1959, and also Sunday Night at the London Palladium. And she is the mother of twin sons, Paul and Barry. So there you go, it's sort of like full circle, isn't it? So thanks to Millie in Stockwell, here is Marion Ryan Beagle's Big Three.
La 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 Is a hand in a glove, another miracle of love. Yes, I believe in miracles, that miracles come true. Dear, I believe in miracles. Look at me and you, ring upon my finger and a hand in mine, an ivy-covered cottage, and a little one in time. That is the sweet story of another miracle of love. Another miracle of love.
Uh-oh, I'm falling in love. I wouldn't get caught again, never in 100, never in 1,000, never in 1,000,000 years. Many's the time I've been two time. Many's the time I've been stung. Many a guy had a wondering eye, but that was before I got wise. I made up my mind to be careful, made up my mind to beware. I was all right until Saturday night. I met the guy with the cutest hair. Uh-oh, I'm falling in love again. Uh-oh, uh-oh. I thought I wouldn't get caught again. Never in a hundred, never in a thousand, never in a million years.
Never in a million years.
He had the bluest of blue eyes. He had the craziest lips. Shouldn't have kissed him, I tried to resist him, but one kiss and I was a goner. I couldn't run if I wanted, I couldn't run if I tried. Saw what I liked and I liked what I saw, and my heart went along for the ride. Uh-oh, falling in love again. Uh-oh, uh-oh. I thought I wouldn't get caught again. Never in a hundred, never in a thousand, never in a million years.
Never in a million.
That was the end of his roving. Now that it's over, I'm glad. Through gallivanting, he got a new slatin, and uh-oh, he'll be raining daddy. Rocking the cradle at nighttime, living and loving each day. Now I'm his wife, he's the light of my life. When I kiss him good morning, I'll say, hey. Uh-oh, I'm falling in love again. Uh-oh, uh-oh. I thought I couldn't get caught again. Never in a hundred, never in a thousand, never in a million years. Never in a hundred, never in a thousand, never in a million years. Oh, 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 oh.
Oh, wonderful stuff. Millie in Stockwell, thank you so much for introducing me, at least, to Marion Ryan. We heard their three songs, Love Me Forever, The Miracle of Love, and Uh-Oh, I'm Falling in Love Again. And as I say, she was the mother of Paul and Barry Ryan, who I do remember. Very popular back in the 60s. Basically, when she had her children, she sort of just went into retirement. But a very nice singer there, and I'm going to look into her a little bit more. Millie, thank you very much indeed. And if you would like to be the purveyor of next week's Beagle's Big Three, well then just drop me an email, Roy at Angel Radio, and let me know the artist that you want. And if you want to choose the three songs, please feel free to do so. And if you don't have access to email, you can of course give the office a call outside of office hours. Leave a message and I'm sure somebody will send it on to me. And if it's during normal office hours, they definitely will, and you can have a chat to who's ever answering the phones as well. And that would be 0800 014 1955. Millie, thanks a lot.
It's so important to make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. Make just one heart to heart you. You sing to one smile that cheers you, one face that lights when it nears you, one girl you're everything to. Fame, if you win it, comes and goes in a minute. Where's the real stuff in life to cling to? Love is the answer. Someone to love is the answer. Once you've found her, build your world around her. Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy, and you will be happy too.
And you will be happy. Here's James Ellis with actress Joyce Carey on a very special day for her.
Yes, indeed. And a very happy birthday to you indeed, Miss Carey.
Thank you very much. I've actually given them up.
You've given them up, have you? Yes. So we're not counting any birthdays after today, are we?
Well, no, I think not.
But may we count this one?
I thought after last year I'd leave them.
I see. And you're not going to tell us how old you were on that particular day last year, are you? We'll leave it at that. Now, yes. Dear Joyce, you've had an absolutely wonderful career spanning a very long time through the golden years of the British theatre. And, of course, you come from a very distinguished theatrical family.
Well, my mum and dad were both in the theatre.
Yes. And your mother, of course, was?
Lillian Braithwaite.
Dame Lillian Braithwaite.
Father Gerald Lawrence.
And did they encourage you to go on the stage?
No, they didn't want me to. At least my mother didn't. Father had gone by then and hadn't much say.
I see. And your mother, did she actively sort of stop you going
on
the stage?
Well, she tried a little, but not too hard when she saw I was determined.
And you were determined. Oh, and of course, that was in the days long before dear Noel Coward wrote the play, Don't Put Your Daughter on the Stage, Mrs. Worthington.
Yeah. Well, he was... I didn't meet him till about the early 20s.
Can you remember what your first appearance on the stage was?
Oh, yes, it was in a revival of Mr. Wu, at which my mother had already been in once, and there was a little part in that, and I appeared with her.
And were you rather overawed by her?
A little overawed by her?
Yes.
Well, she was very nice to me about it, you know.
Not her reputation even didn't worry you, no?
No, she was very strong-minded, but that was all right, I think.
What were conditions like for a young actress in those days? I mean, what was the attitude?
Well, I imagine they were rather like they are now, you know. You had a good luck period, and then you were out of work, and, you know, it was... I mean, one had been to a dramatic school, and... tried the voice and the dancing and the fencing, you know, all the things that are supposed to.
And what about sort of discipline and timekeeping and attitude to sort of more distinguished leading players and things like that?
Well, I was just so mad to be in the theatre that I would have done anything. No, it was absolutely wonderful.
Now, in your long career, have you one particular favourite leading man that you remember with great
affection? The only great part I ever played, I played when I was still very young, which was Juliet at Stratford in a summer season. And, I suppose I must now say that Miss Marple is going to be a favourite part.
Well, indeed, it's always the latest performance, the one in hand.
It's a classic, isn't it?
It's an absolutely marvellous part. And you were a little worried. You were talking to me about worrying about perhaps losing a little bit of your voice.
I don't know. I was worried because I thought I was losing my voice the other night. That was all.
Well, it's not. It's very strong now.
Well, I could speak a little louder if necessary.
And it would be very important to you still, wouldn't it, Miss Carey, that the show must go on?
Oh, yes, it will. Oh, yes, I think so. I would hate to be off.
Yes.
And it's an Agatha Christie play. Well, of course, if you mention Miss Marple, it's Agatha Christie, isn't it?
And, of course, you've overcome two...
At
the Vaudeville Theatre, yes, indeed.
And a murder is announced...
Yes, indeed. And I'm hoping I may be able to get along to see that when my play is finished.
Albert Godfrey, how dare you?
I couldn't resist it.
Oh, trouble you to keep your hands to yourself.
Oh, you're blushing. Oh, you look wonderful when you're angry. Just like an avenging angel.
I'll give you avenging angel. Coming in here taking liberties.
I thought after what you said last Monday, you wouldn't object to a friendly little slap.
Never you mind about last Monday. I'm on duty now. Nice thing if Mr. Saunders had happened to be looking through the window.
Well, if Mr. Saunders is in the habit of looking through windows, it's about time he saw something worth looking at.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, it's high spirits. Don't be mad at me.
High spirits, indeed. Take your tea and be quiet.
It's all your fault, really.
I don't know to what you're referring.
Give us a kiss.
Oh, do no such thing. The lady might see us.
Come on, a quick one across the bar.
Albert, stop it.
Come, little love.
Let go of me this minute. Albert! Now look at me Banbury's all over the floor.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon, lady.
Afternoon.
Couple of whiskies, please.
Very sorry, it's out of hours.
Well, just sneak them to us under the cupboard of them poor old sandwiches.
Them sandwiches were fresh this morning and I shall do no such thing.
Come on, be a sport.
You can have as much as you want to after 6 o'clock.
My throat's like a parrot's cage, listen.
I'm sorry. My license does not permit me to serve alcohol out of hours. That's final. You wouldn't want to get me into trouble, would you?
Just give us the chance, lady. That's all we ask. Just give us the chance.
Met a gal in Calico down in Santa Fe. Used to be her Sunday beau till I rode away. Do I want her? Do I want her love? Yes, sirree. Will I win her? Will I win her love? Wait and see. Working with a rodeo, go from town to town. See most every kind of gal, every kind of gal. But who made my heart sing? Yippee-yi, yippee-o, my little gal in Calico.
From Joni Mercer. And before that, we had Joyce Carey talking about her early life there to James Ellis, who was, of course, in Zed Cars, if you remember, Zed Victor 1 and Zed Victor 4 and all of that malarkey. And I love Joyce Carey as an actress. I thought she was absolutely brilliant, and she was wonderful in Brief Encounter. She was just so perfect as the lady that run the tea stand. And one number two. And it's one of those films, Brief Encounter, whenever it comes on television, I just stop. There's that. There's Goodbye, Mr. Chips. Just about anything by Bette Midler and Olivia de Havilland. Beautiful stuff. But Joyce Carey, an absolute original. And I hope you enjoyed hearing that little bit of a story of her life. Where are we now? We are... Oh, actually, we're doing really good for time this week, which is nice. Normally, we race from one thing to another, and racing at this time of the evening for me is not good. And, of course, it's early morning for you in Europe, so it's sort of like I don't really want to be racing around. Just, you know, settle back and chat and, you know, have a confab as you do. Not much to do, really, just to entertain us for a couple of hours. So that's really what it's all about here on Beagley at Night. We've got a little bit of posh coming up at the top of the hour, around about 1 o'clock. And then we're going to follow that with Day at Night from Doris Day, with I think probably three of her very famous songs this week. Usually we try and pick something a little bit laid back and, you know, Do-do-wee-doo-deep-doo-wee-doo. Well, this week we got the Deadwood stage in there, I can absolutely guarantee. So it's going to be three of her best favourite songs. And then at about 1:30, we will hear a little bit from the Clitheroe Kid, The Wreck of the Soppy Sue, and I'm looking forward to that already. Here's Kitty Cannon for you right now, Dream a While. Say who the gentleman was there singing, but I suspect it might be Richard Hayes, and really enjoyed that. It's always a bit of a surprise sometimes when you say, oh, it's Kitty Callan, and then the first thing you hear is a man singing, and you think, oh goodness. Edie Gourmet and Steve Lawrence were good at doing that. They, a lot of their songs would be credited to both of them, but actually only one of them would sing. It's rather annoying. So if you put their songs on, you have to sort of like play a little bit in your headphones just to make sure how many people are there singing. Anyway, I'm pretty sure it was Richard Hayes there singing, and if I'm wrong, let me know.
Thank you. is drifting away. For it's daybreak, the sun's in the sky now, and flowers break through their blanket of blue. Sunrise, how lovely it seems to see from my window a sky full of dreams. As the white clouds sail on through the blue at day.
Stuff, Tommy Dorsey there with Daybreak. Coming up in just a couple of minutes' time, it'll be a little bit of posh, and this week it's going to be the Sanctus from the St. Celia Mass. But before that, thank you. Well, that was Grace Moore with Victor Young's orchestra and the Whistling Boy from 1937 from Jerome Kern's For You Alone. And you may have thought that was this morning's Little Bit of Posh, but in fact, it isn't. That's coming up right now. But first, you're listening to Angel Radio in Havant and Portsmouth and other myths in the area on 98.6 on FM. You can also get us in various DAB multiplexes and, of course, on the internet. And to find out where those are all currently available, check out the Angel Radio website, which is angelradio.co.uk. Okay, time now for a little bit of posh, and it is, well, it's rather dramatic this week. It's brilliant. It's from Charles Gounod's St. Cecilia Mass, and it is the Sanctus sung by Roberto Alagna.
Sanctus, Sanctus,
wonderful piece, the Sanctus from the St. Cecilia Mass by Charles Gounod, and that was sung by Roberto Alagna. Very good, really good. Got the old shivering things all over me. I can't remember what it goes. Goosebumps, there you go. I think I'm losing it this week. Don't think the mind is quite there for some bizarre reason. We'll have another bit of posh around about the same time next week. You're listening to Angel Radio to prove it.
On your old Valve Wireless and your new digital radio and computers, laptops, worktops, iPads, earpads, knee pads, mobile phones, headphones, saxophones, Wi-Fi radios, hi-fi radios, high-priced radios, low-priced radios... The fabulous sound of Angel Radio.
Wonderful Big A, Wonderful Angel Radio.
Now, a couple of years ago, more than a couple of years ago, quite frankly, Brad in Chicago said, "Oi, what about some music from Doris Day? If you do it each week, you can call it Day at Night." He didn't actually talk like that. For some reason, I'm putting on a East End Cockney accent for somebody that's in Chicago. But I don't know, whatever floats your boat, right? But it was a good idea, and we've done it ever since, every program. I don't think we've ever missed one without having at least two songs from Doris Day, and usually three. And we're going to do it this week as well. And this week, I've picked out three of probably her best-known songs, because I thought, well, we can all have a sing-along, which is great. So if you feel like a sing-along, well, the first one is A Bushel and a Peck, and then we're going to have the Deadwood stage, and I think the third one is going to be Move Over, Darling.
I love you, a bushel and a peck, a bushel and a peck, and a hug around the neck, a hug around the neck, and a barrel and a heap, a barrel and a heap, and I'm talking in my sleep about you, about you. 'Cause I love you, a bushel and a peck, you bet your pretty neck I do. A bushel and a peck, a bushel and a peck, though you make my heart a wreck, make my heart a wreck, and you make my life a mess, make my life a mess, yes, a mess of happiness about you, about you. 'Cause I love you, a bushel and a peck, you bet your pretty neck I do.
Whip, crack away, whip, crack away.
Oh, the Deadwood stage is heading on over the hills, where the engine arrows are thicker than porcupine quills. Dangerous land, no time to delay. So whip crack away, whip crack away, whip crack away. We're heading straight for town, loaded down with the fancy cargo, care of Wells and Fargo, Illinois. Boy, oh, the Deadwood stage is coming on over the crest, like a homing pigeon that's a hankering after its nest. 23 miles we've covered today. So whip crack away, whip crack away, whip crack away. The wheels go turning round, homeward bound. Can't you hear them humming? Happy times are coming for to stay. Hey, we'll be home tonight by the light of the silvery moon. And my heart's a-thumping like a mandolin a-plunkin' a tune. When I get home, I'm fixin' to stay. So whip crack away, whip crack away, whip crack away. Whip crack away, whip crack away, whip crack away. Introducing Henry Miller, just as busy as a fizzy sarsaparilla. Ain't a showman any smarter, operates the Golden Garter where the cream of Deadwood City come to dine. And I'm glad to say he's a very good friend of mine. Hi, Joe, say, where'd you get them fancy clothes? I know off some feller's laundry line. Hi, Bo, aren't you the prairie rose smelling like a watermelon vine? Here's the man the sheriff watches. On his gun there's more than 27 notches. On the draw there's no one faster, and you're flirting with disaster when Bill Hickok's reputation you malign. And I'm glad to say he's a very good friend of a friend of mine. Oh, and the throat's as dry as a desert thistle in May. In the Golden Garter, gonna wet my whistle today. Last of the bars, a three-legged crow. Set 'em up, Joe, set 'em up, Joe, set 'em up, Joe. Set 'em up, Joe.
Our lips shouldn't touch.
Move over, darling.
I like it too much.
Move over, darling.
That gleam in your eyes is no big surprise anymore. 'Cause you fooled me before. I'm all in a spin.
Move over, darling.
About to give in.
Move over, darling.
And though it's not right, I'm too weak to fight it somehow. 'Cause I want you right now. The way you sigh has me waving my conscience bye-bye. You can call me a fickle thing, but I'm practically yours forever. Because
you're to be kissed.
Move over, darling.
How can I resist?
Move over, darling. Captured my heart, and now that I'm no longer free, make love to me.
You sigh as me waving my conscience goodbye.
You can call me a fickle thing, but I'm practically yours forever.
Love to me.
Well, three of our very best, if you don't mind me saying so. We started off, of course, with a bushel and a peck. Then we had the Deadwood Stage, which, of course, came from Calamity Jane. And then Move Over, Darling. And we'll have another couple of songs, at least, from Doris Day, around about the same time next week. You're listening to Beagle at Night. Still to come in the programme, we have some comedy from the gang at the Clitheroe Kid. That'll be in about 11 minutes from now. Right now, it's time for the Johnny Man Singers. Remember them?
For the skies they blue and the grass they green.
It hasn't got that Mayfair touch.
Oh, but that don't matter very much.
We play the Lambeth way, not like you, out a bit more gay.
And when we have a bit of fun,
oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, anytime you're Lambeth way, any evening, any day, you'll find us all doing the Lambeth walk. Every little Lambeth gal with a little Lambeth bell, you'll find them all doing the Lambeth walk.
Everything free and easy, do as you done will please. Why don't you make your way there, go there, stay there.
Once you get down Lambeth way, every evening, every day, you'll find yourself doing the Lambeth walk. Every little Lambeth gal with a little Lambeth pal, you'll find them all doing the Lambeth walk. Once you get down Lambeth way, any evening, any day,
You'll find them all just walking around there. We're doing the latest dance and craze. It's called the Lambeth Walk.
Lovely stuff. The Lambeth Walk from 1938 there in the Mill Brothers, and or even the Mills Brothers, because was more than one, and Invisible Tears from Johnny Mann, and that was from 1964. Now, until I put this record on and checked up on it, I hadn't heard that Frank Ifield, unfortunately, died a couple of weeks ago, which is very sad news. Sometimes news just totally skips over me, because most of it's so depressing that I don't watch news programs anymore, and here on Angel Radio, we don't have news programs. And I thought I'd heard something about it, but I wasn't totally sure. So Frank Ifield, I think this is something that's going to be rather special from him. Summer is over.
The night runs away with the day. Grass that was green is now hay. The world goes around without even a sound, and it looks like the summer is over. The rains tumble down from the sky. Young swallows have learned how to fly. The leaves that were green are no longer so green, and it looks like the summer is over. The sun and the moon take turns in the sky. The days drift on by too soon. The meadows are kissed by cool autumn mist. Far away now is June. The birds fly away to the sun. The leaves touch the ground one by one. The breeze hurries by without even goodbye, and it looks like the summer is over. Sun and the moon take turns in the sky. The days drift on by too soon. The meadows are kissed by a cool autumn mist. Far away now is June. The birds fly away to the sun. Touch the ground one by one. The breeze hurries by without even goodbye, and it looks like the summer is over. And it looks like the summer is over. It looks like the summer is over.
Well, it certainly is down under. In fact, winter approacheth. Frank Ifield there with Summer Is Over, a Tom Springfield, Clive Westlake song. Frank and for Ifield, who sadly died a couple of weeks ago. You're listening to Angel Radio with me, Roy Beagley. We've still got about half an hour to go. Coming up after our next song, which is Build a Little Home, we will be hearing from the gang at the Clitheroe Kid.
Thank you.
thousand little stars. We can decorate the ceiling with an optimistic feeling. We can build a little home. Every single little dream is a shingle or a rafter. We can paint the house with laughter when we build a little home. It's not a palace nor a poorhouse, but the rent is absolutely free. This is my house, but it's your house if you'll come and live with me. With a carpet on the floor made of buttercups and clover, all our troubles will be over when we build a little home.
California Orchestra with Frank Silvano providing the vocalizations there, and Build a Little Home, and that was from 1933. Okay, it's time for comedy now, and this week we feature a bit of the Clitheroe Kid. I don't know exactly how long the bit's going to be, because I've got the whole episode here. I'm not going to play it all, but we'll just see what happens to it. For those of you who don't know, the Clitheroe Kid was a BBC radio comedy show. It started out back in 1957 and went through to August 1972, and I can remember listening to this program doing the washing up with my mother after our Sunday lunch. It's a great program. It starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself, Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Diana Day, Danny Ross, and Tony Melody, and just about everything was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe. Occasionally, Ronnie Taylor would pop in. So, here we go with our comedy this week, The Clitheroe Kid.
We present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Leonard Williams as Theodore Craythorpe, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, and Diana Day as Susan in
The Wreck of the Soppy Sue.
Oh, dear, I'm never going to catch that train. Susan, haven't you found my scarf yet?
It's not in any of the drawers, Mother.
Oh, well, keep looking, love. The doctor said I must keep my throat warm or I'll lose my voice altogether. I'm sure it's in this room somewhere. Jimmy, have you seen it?
No, I haven't, Mum. Hey, can you make a bit less noise? I'm never going to get these sums done. Now, I've got one and threepence here, and Alfie Schilling to come tonight. So that's whipped cream walnuts tomorrow, a drink on a stick on Sunday, a bottle of pop on Monday. That leaves me, oh, heck, I'm going to be on dolly mixtures for the rest of the week.
Listen, Master Charles Claw, are you sure you haven't seen it?
Give me 2 bob and I'll tell you.
You're getting nothing from me.
Oh, go on, give us 2 bob, Susan. Nice Susan, dear Susan, sweet, lovable Susan.
The answer is no. You're always asking me for money. Anybody would think I'm a bank.
In those tight jeans, you look more like a piggy bank.
How dare you?
Jimmy, stop being rude to Susan. She was only asking if you'd seen my scarf.
And I told her. Your scarf? Well, why didn't you say so? I'm sat on it.
Oh, well, give it me then.
Here you are, Mum. I was just keeping it warm for you before you go out.
If I ever get out, at this rate, the weekend's going to be over by the time I get to your auntie's. Now, look, Jimmy, while I'm away this weekend, you keep out of mischief, do you understand?
Oh, honestly, Mum, the way you talk, anybody would think I was always getting in trouble.
Yes, and anybody would be right. Remember the last time I went away for the weekend? I left on Friday morning and I was back here the same night, thanks to you. Fancy thinking that Theodore Craythorpe will run away with our Susan.
You're right, Mum. I should have realised Mr. Craythorpe's not that daft.
Now, where's your granddad? He's a long time bringing my sponge back.
Well, you know what his memory's like these days. He's probably forgotten what he went for. I bet if we sneak up now, we'll find him in bed.
Don't talk silly. Of course he hasn't forgotten what he went for.
Hey, Pratt, what was it you asked me to get for you?
Jimmy. It was my sponge bag, Father.
Oh, I've got that. There wasn't anything else, was there?
No, only that. Here, let me put it in the case. Oh, I hope Theodore's going to be here soon to run me to the station.
That'll be him now. I'll let him in, Mum, while you're putting your coat on.
Righto, Jimmy.
Mr. Craythorpe is a funny and got a face like a pickled onion.
Hello, Jen.
Oh, hello, Mr. Onion. Wilfred Pickles, come in.
Oh, dear. I'm afraid I'm a little late for the trip to the station. I hope your mother hasn't been alarmed.
Well, she was a bit. When you rang the doorbell, she was just strapping my roller skates on.
Now, James, that'll do. As Queen Victoria once said, we are not amused.
After somebody put the drawing pin on her throne.
Oh, James, you are one. Is your mother ready?
Here I am, Theodore. Take my case, will you, please?
Certainly, Mrs. Theodore. I'll put it in the back seat and start her up.
Well, look after yourselves, you three.
Don't worry about us, Pat. We'll manage all right, won't we, Jenny?
Oh, yes, Mum. After all, it'll only be a quiet weekend. Our Susan cooking and me and Grandad groaning.
Well, I'd better be off.
I'll walk to the car with you, Mum. I want to pop round and see Ozzy.
Bye-bye then, Pat. My love to Auntie Jenny.
And my mother.
I'll tell her. Bye-bye. Now then, Theodore's got my case. I'll just make sure my purse is in my handbag. Oh, dear.
What's up, Mum?
I've forgotten to give Susan this letter, and it's rather important.
Well, I'll give it to her, Mum.
Well, here you are, Jimmy. Now, tell her to deliver it first thing in the morning. It's for Mrs. Billington.
Beaky Billington? Old bird conk. Why don't you send her a letter by pigeon post?
Now then, Alfie, if we move the settee back against the wall, we should have enough space to turn the carpet round.
Oh, Axe, Susan, do we have to do this? But when you asked me to come in the front room, I thought you wanted me to start wooing, not working.
Alfie, that'll do. Let's get this carpet turned round.
Yeah, go on, Susan. Give it a kiss.
Alfie, not now.
Yeah, don't be a meanie, Susan. Come on, be a devil and pucker up.
Alfie, for the last time.
Give him a kiss before I catch me death of cold. There's a shocking draught blowing through that keyhole.
Now, look, you.
Hey, what are you moving the furniture for? Oh, I see. You want the settee by the wall. Then you won't be caught snogging when the window cleaner comes.
Look, we're just turning this carpet round so you can make yourself useful and give us a hand.
Me? Do housework? You're talking out of the top of your tiny little ponytail nut.
Look, I don't see why you shouldn't help. You live here. It's just as much your front room as it is mine.
You what? You spend half your life cuddling in here. You've worn out three settees already.
Ah, get over, Jimmy. Susan and me don't spend all that much time in here.
I'm going back to the days before you ever came on the scene. Back to Billy Parker, Harry Potter, Specky Fred Walmsley, Terry the Terrible Turk, and all the other lapdogs.
That's enough from you, you cheeky thing.
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy. You just watch what you... Who was the Terrible Turk?
They called him that because he went in for wrestling. I think he used to come here to keep in training.
Get out, you! Get out!
Susan, I wish you'd make your mind up. One minute you want me to work, the next you're chucking me out. Anyway, only mugs work. You want to see that mob at our class at school. Daft as Dicky Dotty, the lot of them.
What are you talking about?
Well, there's a competition on for who can make the best model boat in the spare time.
We're not interested.
Neither am I. They've been banging and hammering all week when they could have been out playing football. And guess what the prize is? A blooming measly boot talking.
Well, I'm not surprised you're not going in for it. I bet if you tried to sail a boat you'd made, in no time at all, it would be on the bottom.
Yes, and that's where my foot'll be if you don't shut up.
I am the bogeyman, and I've come to get you, Sister Sue.
Look, take that shopping bag off your head. I want to get my errands done.
Fee, fo, fi, fum. Me eat Sue and have bad tum.
Look, give that bag to me at once. And get your coat. Mother said I have to take your school coat to the cleaners. Have you emptied the pockets yet?
No, I'll do it now. Let me see what there is. Pen knife, piece of string, jelly baby. And hey, what's this down the lining? Feels like a shilling. Oh, got it. Oh, heck, it's a wine gum. What's it like? Ooh, I don't like them here. You can have it.
Oh, don't be disgusting. Will you hurry up?
That's the lot, I think. Wait a minute. What's this envelope?
Let me see. It's addressed to Mrs. Billington.
Oh, yes. Mum gave it to me when she'd left last night. You've got to be the postman and deliver it. I hope the dog bites you.
Look, I can't deliver this letter. It's dirty and crumpled. And what's this you've written on the back? Try kicking Charlie Thompson.
Oh, that was a note I passed to Ozzy when we were playing football and Charlie kept scoring against us.
You mean you wanted Ozzy to kick Charlie Thompson?
Well, if I'd waited for him to kick the ball, I'd have been there all night.
I'd better see what's in this letter. Dear Mrs. Billington, going away for weekend. Know you'll be wanting contribution to Women's Guild Outing Fund for Monday. Sending the enclosed pound note round with my daughter. Kind regards. Pound note?
What's up?
There's no pound note in this envelope. So, where is it, clever boy?
Don't look at me. I haven't got it.
Well, I know you wouldn't have dared to spend it, so you've obviously lost it.
Don't be daft. It was in the envelope in my coat, and I never took it out of there
except to write this message to Ozzy, not to mention a few car numbers I just noticed. And what else have you scribbled here? Today I heard the first cuckoo.
That was upstairs when you were singing in the bath.
I wouldn't try to be funny if I were you. When Mother comes back and finds out what happened, you'll be in real trouble.
She'll never know, clever clogs. I'll just get another pound note, put it in a new envelope, and go round to Beaky's Nest myself.
And where are you going to get this pound note? I'm not lending it to you.
That's Grandad coming in from the garden. I'll ask him for it.
Oh, there you are, Jimmy.
Yes, Grandad, I want to ask you something.
Were you playing with my garden shears last night?
Yes. Now, could I just ask you if...
Now, look. So you left my shears out all night in a pouring rain. And when I come in to find them just now, they're covered in rust. And one of the handles is broken. And I'll probably have to buy a new pair, thanks to you young scamp. Oh, you're not fit to be trusted with anything. Anyway, what was it you wanted to ask me?
Well, seems a bit daft now, but can you lend me a pound?
What?
Well, 10 bob.
10 bob?
If I sing you a carol now, can I have me spending money up to Christmas?
Susan, what's he on about?
He's lost a pound note belonging to Mother, and he's trying to borrow his way out of trouble.
Oh, I see. Well, young man, you're always getting away with this sort of thing. But for once, I'm not lending you any money. And neither is anybody else.
But, Grandad, I'll be in trouble when my mum gets back.
Well, that's just too bad. It's time I give you a serious talk about appreciating the value of money. And you're going to sit there and listen to every word of it.
That's it, Grandad. You give us a sermon, and when you're finished, I'll take a silver collection.
Well, there you go, and I think we'll call a halt just there. That was the Clitheroe Kid, the Wreck of the Soppy Susan. We'll have some more comedy for you around about the same time next week.
It seems we stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. are the clothes you wore. The smile you are smiling, you were smiling then. But I can't remember where or when. Some things that happen for the first time seem to be happening again. And so it seems that we have met before and
Lily Marlene.
Would you like to hear the story of a girl that many soldiers know? It's a tale of love in all its glory. They tell when the lights are soft and low. Underneath the lamppost by the barricade, standing all alone, every night you'll see her wait. She waits for a boy who marched away, and though he's gone, she hears him say, "Oh, promise you'll be true. Fare thee well, Lily Marlene, till I return to you. Fare thee well, Lily Marlene."
This is the story of Lily Marlene.
With a kiss she gave her promise to be constant as the stars above. Every soldier knows she's kept her promise, and she has been faithful to her love.
Underneath the lamppost by the barricade, standing all alone, every night you see her wait. For this is the place of hours made, and breezes sing her serenade.
Oh, promise you'll be true. Fare thee well, Lily Marlene, till I return to you. Fare thee well, Lily Marlene.
This is the story of Lily Marlene. Though each tale must have an ending, no one knows just what the end will be. But tonight when twilight is descending, if you'll come along, here's what you'll see.
Underneath the lamppost by the barricade,
standing all alone, every night you'll see her wait.
And as they go marching to the fray,
the soldiers all salute and say, we'll tell him you've been true.
Fare thee well, Lily Marlene,
till he returns to you.
Fare thee well, Lily Marlene.
Well, the class act that was Perry Como with a mixed chorus there, Lily Marlene from 1944. You may have noticed the absence of an orchestra. That's because there was a musician strike on at the time, so they just did it a cappella, and I think they did it rather well. Before Perry Como and the gang, by the way, we had Where or When from 1957, and that was from Dennis Day. I do hope you enjoyed the Clitheroe Kid. Brought back a lot of memories for me. Used to think he was absolutely hysterical when we used to listen to him on the wireless in real time, as the saying is now, tuned in to the light program, I think on the long wave at that time as well, if memory serves me correctly. Great Jimmy Clitheroe, who apparently used to dress up as the schoolboy for the audience for the radio shows, just to give it a little bit more gravitas. You're listening to Angel Radio. I'll be with you for sadly just another 10 minutes, but if I stop talking, I can probably fit in at least 3 tunes. Not very well, but I can do it. We had French food for dinner last Saturday evening. Had some friends come in, and I cooked some escargot because I do like snails, but don't get them very often over here in the States. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to make some, and they were good. Lots of things the French can do well. Snails, champagne, croissants, baguettes, crepes, all of that stuff. What should we do now? How about Ray Noble and his orchestra? This sounds as if it's going to be good.
Picture of charm, just imagine my pride as she clings to my arm. You might pass her by on Monday when her long weary work day is through, but you ought to see Sally on Sunday, the one day her dreams come true.
His orchestra, and you ought to see Sally on a Sunday. And that's it from me for this edition of Beagley at Night. I'll be back around about the same time next week. Hope you can join me then. Until then, may I be the first to wish you a very good morning.
My prayer a rapture in blue, with the world far away, and your lips close to mine. Tonight, while our hearts are aglow, oh, tell me the words that I'm longing to know. My prayer and the answer you gave, may they still be the same. For as long as we live, that you'll always be there at the end of my prayer.